Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Niekro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Kilkenny. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Unser goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Chambliss trying to get to home. Northrup throws the ball into Freehan who tags Chambliss who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Niekro reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Lamb now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Ray Lamb. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seelbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ike Brown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Frien reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to third. There goes Northrup trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Seelbach covering, for the out. Leon moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Fossey moves to second. One out. Roy Foster pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Knox pinch hits for Chuck Seelbach. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.